Well, I thought I'd go a bit local. Macadamia and lemon myrtle scone.
How long have you been baking for, Trevor?
Been baking all my life with my grandma. Was an amazing cook, and so was my mum. But my grandma was really, really good at pastries and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So it was a tradition, you know, walk home after school. She'd be there with the old custard kisses and the, you know, all the cakes and the sponges and the things. So, and we used to, you know, sit beside her and learn, and she'd teach us how to do things. Scone was one of her specialties. I'm using her recipe today, just tweaking a little bit as well.
So just tell us again, what are the indigenous ingredients or the native plant ingredients?
We're going to use the local macadamia nuts, yeah. And it's got their also lemon myrtle with them. People think that you just sort of throw them together, but my grandma always believed that, like, it's always had to be measured. It is a science. Yeah. So if you don't get the measurements right, that's why it's hit and miss. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Okay, so let's get into it.
So we're going to measure up the ingredients. Grandma's bowl, of course.
Grandma's bowl.
Can you believe it? Here's the old traditional bowl. And so I'm just going to put some flour in first. That's what I'm going to start with.
The old sifter comes out, flour's out. Yeah. So how much flour do you put in?
I'm doing 320. You realise I'll have to kill you when I give you the recipe, don't you?
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good.
320 grams of flour.
As long as I've had a scone, I can die happy.
Yeah, you can. I could do a little rhythm and a little dance for you at the same time if you want.
Dancing? You are the dancing baker, so you have a strong history in dance. Now, tell us about how you got into dancing. You must have been quite young.
Yes, I was, actually. And it all began in Bundaberg, thank you to the Bundaberg local show. When I was about 3 or 4, I went to the showgrounds, and in those days they used to have performances or dances competitions at the show, and I went to have a look at it and I fell in love. I was like,
really?
This is what I want to do. So I sat in front of the stage for hours and hours and hours and was watching Highland dancing, and then at the end of it I said, oh, I want to do that. So one of the ladies that was there, her name was Jessie Harper, and so she said, well, give him a go, get up and have a go. And I literally got up and did the whole dance after seeing it so many times. Yeah, that's how I started. So I went to her, and I started off as doing Highland Irish, but she was an amazing teacher. Then we started doing, within her concerts and stuff, we started doing a bit of tap and all that sort of stuff. Mm. And then eventually she said to my mum, look, Harlan's okay, but if he really wants to dance, you need to get him some more training. So then I moved, kept with her, and then I went to see Diane McClellan. So she was my dancing teacher. She's still teaching, amazingly.
Wow.
And I think she must be coming up to her 50th year, I think, teaching almost.
Wow.
So I went to Diane and did all the genres with her, and then that's how my career started, and never looked back, really.
Yeah, well, we'll get into the rest of your career as we go, because I've just seen you crack out the icing sugar, was that?
It is icing sugar. Not many people use icing sugar in their scones, but this gives it a nice lightness. 150 grams of the icing sugar.
So you haven't got a recipe, you just know this in your head. Is it in your head?
Yeah, I've done it so many times, I know exactly where it is.
So even the nearly 100-year-old scone master still used a recipe, so that's pretty impressive, Trevor.
And well, I've made enough of them in my life, so yeah, I know most of my recipes off by heart.
Wow, so the walking recipe.
The pinch of salt comes next.
Yep.
We're just going to do a little pinch. This is Himalayan salt, so it's a little pink salt.
Yeah, I love that pink salt.
Yeah, it just gives it an extra little bit of a zoosh. And what I like to do, which is, I'm sort of cheating a little bit today, is that we're going to use a bit of vanilla. Normally I have the vanilla beans, but they're a little bit too expensive today. I'm just going to put a little tiny bit of vanilla in there just to give it a bit of flavour.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had vanilla as well in a scone. The nice cold cream's out, the Baffle local cream.
Baffle local cream, beautiful. It's amazing.
You're a free pouring with the cream as well, so no measuring cup.
No, it is the measuring cup.
Oh, yeah, looking at what the size of the 500 mils, and then you go. So are you looking at texture now? Is that
That's what I'm doing. So I'll just sort of stir it through. And it's interesting, sometimes I'll use a whole lot, but then sometimes I won't, and then sometimes I have to add a little bit more. So again, it does come back to that texture thing.
What are you looking for in the texture?
It just when it starts to come together in a soft dough, you can sort of see it like that,
I sort of describe it as snow, like snow.
Yeah, snowish.
Crumbly snow.
Yeah, not that we know what snow was like in Bundaberg. Now I've got the macadamia and lemon myrtle crunch.
Oh, smell it.
Yes, it's pretty delicious.
Wow. Very lemony.
Very lemony, and again, local product.
So just mix that through the dough.
Mix it through the dough.
But your dance career, Trevor, it has taken you around the world. You've had an incredible career in dance.
I think because we're so regional, we don't know that we can't do it. So I remember as a kid, we'd say, come on, let's put on a show. So I was part of the amateur players and at the time. So we just did it.
Yeah.
Where, you know, when I was in Brisbane, you'd say, let's put on a show, or Sydney, and they go, oh, no, you know, you've got to get funding. And you're gonna do, and so I think
too
having
hard.
Too hard. And so in Bundy, if you want to do it, you just do it.
You just do it.
Chance meeting, actually. The Queensland Ballet Company, I did a summer school up in Rockhampton at the time, and the ballet company came through and I did a summer school with them. And one of their dancers injured himself, and they asked me if I could perform with them. And so I did. And after the performance, our church's director said, look, you know, you did an amazing job. And I was actually going to go to the Australian Ballet School at the time. And he said, look, rather than just going to the school, why don't you come and be a part of the company? So that's where I started. So within 2 years, I was principal dancer with them.
Wow.
So it's all the good training I had in Bundy.
Wow. That's amazing. So you have got your dough now. A nice ball. You sort of worked it more than I do. So I get really scared about overworking my dough.
No, this one's nice. Because you've got that sifting and the lightness of the icing sugar, it's not as important to be too careful. Flour on the bench. Just a little bit of a roll. Bit of a pat. Rolling pin. I do something a little bit different. I like things to be nice and neat and tidy.
Yeah.
And so when I do, most people just sort of cut them and throw them onto a hot tray and off you go. But what I do is I use...
Oh, wow.
These.
So what's this thing? It looks like an ice cube thing.
I suppose they're little moulds, I suppose.
You'd yep.
And so then I'm going to use... Ooh,
Shot glasses. Get
yep.
the tequila out.
So a bit of flour on the shot glasses. And I just pop it down.
And just gently tap it into the mould.
Yeah, that's it. Put a little tiny bit of cream on the top of them, or you can use milk, and that just gives it a little bit of a brownness.
What's the heat looking like, Trevor?
I usually do it about 200, 220.
And how long for?
Again, I just use the old eye, but normally about 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
Thank God I bought my tap shoes. I can tap for you for that long. That's you. That's not me.
They're popping up. So you're blending that cream and they look ready. They have popped right out, like that little muffin top that we talk about, like my belly over my jeans.
Can you see the little crunch on top?
Oh, that's the crunch from the macadamia and the lemon myrtle.
Yeah, so it sort of has a really soft, fluffy centre and a bit of a crunch on the outside.
Ooh, get them out, Trevor.
Come on, let's do it.
It's like scone success.
Is this where you play the theme from Lion King?
Ansavanya! Have you ever done the Lion King?
No, I was Cats. I did
Cats. Oh, you did do Cats. Yeah. Were you a cat?
I was a cat. I was Skimbleshank the Railway Cat.
Wow, where was that? What theatre?
Well, we did an Australian tour. So we went to Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne, la. And then we did a New Zealand tour as well.
Wow, yeah, so a bit of Lloyd Webber.
Little Lloyd Webber, little bit of meow coming. I'm just going to turn that off now. And
there we go. Okay. What condiments are we looking at for our lemon myrtle macadamia scones?
Well, today we're going to create another debate. Does the cream go first or does the jam go first?
I
always think the jam goes first and the blob on the top. Yep. So I'm doing a condom jam and then we're going to do the chantilly cream on top. A little sprinkle of the crust, of the crunch, which is the macadamia and lemon myrtle, and then we're going to drizzle it with local honey.
Whoa, okay, I'm going to do the scone tap while we're waiting. Yep, they sound good to me. They pass the scone tap test. And the top goes on, the little hat goes on?
Yep, little hat goes on. The top.
This is the most stylish scone I think I've seen, Trevor.
Hello, haven't you seen me before? Drizzle of honey over the top.
This is fine dining scones.
Mm-hmm. Little drizzle.
Okay, I'm going to grab one. I'm going for it.
Hang on.
Oh, no. And it's all about presentation.
This is the icing sugar.
This is the dancer's performance. This is the performance of the scone. Trevor's lemon myrtle and macadamia scones. Oh, wow.
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that's a journey.
Yeah.
That is a journey.
It's good, isn't it?
It is. Oh, it is performance. It is art in a scone. You do start with one thing, then you get the cream, you hit the cream. Then you get a little bit of pepper from the lemon myrtle. then you get the jam, and then you just get the scone. Are you happy? That's what comes to mind.
Unbelievable. Beautiful.
The dancing scone master, all you have to do is give me a pirouette. You still got it.